This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Friday's Page One, the foreclosure machinery that's forced millions of people from their homes is breaking down. That could mean short-term headaches, but maybe long-term recovery. Big changes at the White House. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is leaving to run for mayor of Chicago. And Pakistan shut down a crucial NATO supply route to Afghanistan. That stranded 150 supply trucks. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the foreclosure machinery that's forced millions of Americans out of their homes is sputtering. Housing experts are saying foreclosures will have to slow down. This after GMAC Mortgage and JP Morgan Chase admitted to some legal missteps as they tried to reclaim as many houses as possible as fast as possible. Florida Congressman Alan Grayson says we're seeing a breakdown in the system because no one cared that much about getting things right. Times reporter David Streitfeld says there is a short-term upside. With fewer foreclosed homes on the market, home prices could stabilize and banks won't have to write down the value of bad loans. Pakistan closed the most important supply route for NATO troops in Afghanistan. The shutdown came after a coalition helicopter attack killed three Pakistani soldiers at a border post. Times reporter Jane Perlez says the border closing was a clear demonstration of the leverage Pakistan holds over the American war effort. It coincided with a visit by CIA Director Leon Panetta. He met with Pakistan's military chief. President Obama is scheduled to give White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel a formal send-off on Friday. Emanuel is leaving to run for mayor of Chicago. The president plans to name senior aide Pete Rouse to replace him. Rouse has worked for Mr. Obama since he arrived in Washington as a senator nearly 6 years ago. He's considered a low-profile, behind-the-scenes operator. So, assuming he's elected, what kind of mayor would Rahm Emanuel be? Here's one answer from Times political columnist Matt Bai.
I actually think he's built to be a pretty good mayor. I mean, he's very diligent about building bridges, building coalitions. He's got a very strong will. I mean, I think all that kind of works in a mayoralty, don't you think?
Political columnist Matt Bai. Here in New York, Republican Carl Paladino has been defined by anger at politicians, at taxes, even at traffic in Manhattan. On Wednesday, he got angry at a New York Post reporter. It almost got physical. Now the political world is arguing about whether Paladino finally crossed a line. Here's part of the argument. Reporter Fred Dicker is asking Paladino about allegations involving Democrat Andrew Cuomo and his private life.
Do you have any evidence for the charge you made?
So at the appropriate time, you'll get it.
This guy's the Attorney General of New York.
And you're his stalking horse, Fred Dicker.
Say it, but where's
you're his stalking horse.
What's the evidence?
You're his bird dog.
You made the charge.
You send another goon to my daughter's house and I'll take you out, buddy.
You're going to take me out?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Watch.
Britain is turning cautious when it comes to cutting government benefits. Some 20 million Britons claim either a child subsidy or a winter heating allowance. Politicians don't want to alienate that block of middle-class voters as they try to close a budget deficit. That's why Prime Minister David Cameron promised not to put a so-called means test on the child subsidy by limiting it to the poor. Some schools in this country are teaching math using Singapore's national system. Students in Singapore have ranked at or near the top on international math exams since the mid-1990s. Singapore's system involves teaching at a somewhat slower pace. Kindergartners spend a whole week on the numbers 1 and 2. That worried teacher Chris Covello of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. She didn't think she could talk about the number 1 for 45 minutes. But she did, and she says it got the kids thinking. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, the Obama administration is trying to talk Israel into a 60-day renewal of the freeze on Jewish settlement building. Washington is offering security guarantees, ranging from military hardware to support for a long-term Israeli presence in the strategically sensitive Jordan Valley. So far, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is resisting. That has Washington considering a fallback plan that could involve reaching out to the Palestinians.
No, not for me. I got smart. You're a maker or a taker. Me, I'm a taker.
Yeah, and that's how come you wound up in jail.
I wound up in jail because I didn't know how to be a big enough taker. I was just a stealer.
That's Tony Curtis, starring alongside Sidney Poitier in the 1958 film The Defiant Ones. Curtis got an Oscar nomination for that film, but the public preferred him in comic roles, as in Some Like It Hot. Curtis was the son of a tailor from the Bronx who became a Hollywood heartthrob. He died on Wednesday. Tony Curtis was 85. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.